paper and pulp giant Sappi Southern Africa was formed in 1936, while its Mpumalanga-based mill in Godwana came into operation 30 years later. The Vice President of Manufacturing, Research and Development and Engineering, Dr. Beverly Sugdio, is with us to share how Sappi contributes to Mpumalanga's economy. Now, Dr. Beverly, how does the Mpumalanga-based mill, which would be the Godwana mill, fit in to the Sappi organization?
Our Godwana mill is one of five production facilities that we have in the country. However, we have an additional operation, which is also Lamati Sawmill. So we've got two production facilities in Mpumalanga together with our forest. So if I look at it, I would say that Sappi employs about a third of their total employees in the Mpumalanga region. You know, if I look at Godwana mill itself, you'll find that it, our Mpumalanga operation, we contribute to about 6.2 billion rand to the local economy, the Mpumalanga economy and the South African economy. And we find that we pay employee salaries of about 2.1 billion. So significant contributor to Mpumalanga.
And you know, you talk about the mill obviously having a third of the staff emanating from there, but how many people would you say directly and indirectly benefit from working with the Sappi in the province? I know we have the Godwana mill, we also have the nursery, Lomati sawmill, and Sappi Forest.
Yes. So if we look at it, we probably have about 1,500 people that we employ directly, and we have, you know, more than 4,000 contractors. And the contractors are largely on the forestry side. If you look at the dependency ratio and, you know, people argue whether it's four, whether it's seven, you can just take that number and multiply it by the factor that you believe that dependency ratio is. So a very, very significant impact.
And part of Sappi's strategy is reportedly to support local SMMEs in its host communities, which is in line with government's 2030 National Development Plan. Could you share some insights on how these plans are achieved practically?
So what we have within Sappi is we have a specific team, which we call ESD, or Enterprise Supplier Development. And their purpose is to look at business opportunities for SMMEs within the community in which they operate. So what they would typically do is they would work with the local community. They will identify opportunities between procurement operations, between the business and those SMMEs to try and match skills. If the capacity doesn't exist, what we do is we actually then partner with government, with third-party service providers to build that capacity. So each year we have a target in terms of how much we will spend on local SMMEs, and that increases year on year. It actually forms part of management's objectives. So there's a high level of focus. It's driven from the highest level within our business, and always, you know, are monitoring progress in that regard.
Now, Dr. Beverly, what stance, or should I say, what's Sappi's stance when it comes to transformation? And how does the company ensure that actions make a meaningful difference in this regard?
So if we look at broad-based economic empowerment, we believe that that's a business imperative. It is a requirement for us to be able to build sustainably. And you'll see that if you look at our BBBEE audit that is conducted by an independent party, EmpowerDex, you'll find that we are classified as a level one contributor, which means this is the highest level on the scorecard. It does not happen by accident. You know, there's a lot of direct intervention, there's a plan against it, and we resource it. So in terms of the diversity within our business, in terms of our, you know, our preferential procurement strategy, There's a whole number of things that we actually focus on and we deliver on. So that's how we get to the level one contribution. So if, you know, and that's just the start, we continue to do that on an ongoing basis, but really committed to it and a non-negotiable.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, you are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM as we chat to SAPI Southern Africa's Vice President of Manufacturing, Research and Development and Engineering, Dr. Beverly Sugdio, on the growth of the organization. Interesting fact that I read up recently about the Ngodwana mill generating its own energy and exporting some of this to the national grid, which is good news considering what we're currently going through. Could you just tell us about this initiative?
So we are focused on using the whole tree. So we use a part of that to make paper or pulp, but we also use a part of that to generate energy. Mm. So more than 50% of the energy that Ngodwana generates is green energy. They are self-sufficient with regard to electricity supply. And about 5% of their total production is actually exported. So you're quite right. A lot of effort in terms of making sure that we can become energy sufficient and being able to actually put some of that back into the grid.
So there's no load shedding at the mall?
No, fortunately not. Fortunately not.
And just to wrap up our conversation, in recent years, we've obviously seen this movement for organizations to go green. What strategies has SAPI put in place to reduce its carbon emissions in line with the world's decarbonization goals?
So SAPI is only one of five companies in South Africa to have their energy reduction targets approved by, science-based targets. The organization that manages that, and it's global. Mm. So if we look at it, we've committed to reduce our carbon emissions, that intensity by about 41 and just more than 41%, over a period of time. And we've actually have very detailed decarb plans in place for each region, not just within South Africa, not just within Mpumalanga, but really throughout our global business. Mm. And it has to be resourced with, capital investment, process efficiencies, and looking at how we can switch between towards more renewable energy. So a very clear plan over a period of time that will allow us to get to these reduction levels.
Dr. Beverly, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And that was SAPI Southern Africa's Vice President of Manufacturing, Research and Development and Engineering, Dr. Beverly Sugdio. It is Taking Care of Business. You're listening to Rise FM.